They are really losing their minds trying to figure you out. They can't pin you down or squeeze you into any predefined box, and it's totally messing with their heads. Remember, chosen ones, this person is someone who you see every day, and I think you already are guessing who this person is. And let me tell you, your guess is not wrong. If you're nodding along to this, you know exactly what's up. They're all puzzled because you're like a riddle they just can't crack, and it's really gnawing at them. You're not the type to just blend into groups or mold yourself to fit into the usual cliques. You're not out here trying to twist yourself into knots just to get folks to like you, and that's really got them rattled. You stand your ground, rock solid in your own skin, confident and certain of who you are. You don't need an entourage to feel validated, and that kind of independence has got them all stirred up. And then there are those who are so hooked on having others to lean on, they can't stand alone to save their lives. But you? You walk in, not clawing for a spot in the group or scrambling for companionship, and it's sending shockwaves of insecurity through them. They just can't understand how you can be so bold and self-assured by yourself. They're sitting there wondering, how is this person so independent? How are they so sure of themselves without needing a group to back them up? They can't handle that you don't need the numbers to feel confident in any setting. And to top it off, you don't go into relationships trying to cozy up to people just to fit in. Your self-reliance and confidence are like a superpower they can't comprehend, and it's got them all twisted up. Keep doing you, because your vibe is clearly powerful enough to shake up their whole world. You take your time getting to know people. You don't just dive headfirst into relationships or jump into constant chats with someone new. You believe that relationships should grow naturally, not be rushed just because you happen to work at the same place. Like, seriously, just because we share a workspace doesn't mean we need to be best buds. You've got this sharp sense of discernment. You can read people's vibes and sense their intentions from the jump. Sometimes, just from a short convo, you know if you should keep your distance or keep things brief because something about them feels off. This ability to discern is a gift. You can pick up on these vibes and make solid judgments about people. They have no clue how you do it. They're puzzled by how you can see right through their intentions. But it's because you're in tune with something deeper. You're guided by a spiritual insight that they just don't have access to. They don't get that your intuition is powered by the Holy Spirit, giving you an edge they can't match. You've got the Holy Spirit giving you this incredible gift of discernment. It's like a superpower that lets you see through people's facades. You can spot someone with bad intentions from a mile away. They might smile in your face, but you can sense that something's off and you know not to trust them. They have no idea how you do it, and it drives them nuts because they can't figure you out. It's like they're frustrated because they can't control or predict you. Here's the thing, you're nice, but you're also real. People often mistake niceness for weakness, thinking you're ignorant or naive, but you're far from that. You're kind, yes, but you're also capable of being direct and assertive. When needed, you can put someone in their place without losing your cool. This balance confuses them because they can't pin you down as either purely nice or purely mean. Your personality is like a complex puzzle to them. They can't decide if you're sweet or tough, quiet or outspoken. You've got layers, and they don't know which angle to approach you from. Are you confident or reserved? Are you quiet or commanding? The truth is, you're all of these things. As a child of God, you embody a full spectrum of traits that make you a well-rounded and dynamic person. You're confident even when you're an outcast. You're self-assured in your silence, and when you speak, you command attention. You're everything all at once, and that's something they can't comprehend. They don't understand the gift, the spirit, that you're operating with. You're not one to broadcast all your business either, which only adds to their confusion. They see someone who's confident, layered, and authentically themselves, and it unsettles them. They can't figure out what makes you tick, and it frustrates them because they don't have the same level of discernment or spiritual insight. You're out here being your multidimensional awesome self, and they just can't handle it. You don't go around spilling all your personal stuff because it's not up to anyone else to decide what's best for you. You know you've got God on your side, and when things get tough, you can drop to your knees and pray for guidance. You get your direction straight from the source, so there's no need to air out your troubles to everyone. You figured out that sharing your life's details with just anyone only gives them ammo to gossip. You know that God's got your back, so instead of chatting about your problems with people who might just spread rumors, you take everything to God in prayer. You trust that He will handle your issues, and you have faith in that process. You're not one to sit around the table and lay out every part of your life just so folks can go off and talk about you behind your back. You understand that there's no point in giving people the scoop on your life when they can't really do anything to help you anyway. So you keep your business to yourself and let God handle it. You have a quiet confidence in your faith, knowing that your Savior has got you covered. This leaves others scratching their heads, wondering about you because they don't know your story. They're baffled because you don't share everything, and it makes them realize just how little they actually know about you. They see someone who's secure in their faith, who doesn't need to broadcast their problems or seek validation from others. It's clear that you trust in God to sort out your affairs, and that confidence sets you apart. They're left in the dark, trying to piece together who you are, because you wisely choose to keep your personal life between you and the Lord. They don't come around here sharing all their business like we do, and because of that, they're left saying, "I don't know anything about them." Well, that's exactly how it should be. You only know what you need to know. Think about when Jesus walked the earth. People couldn't figure him out either. They questioned him, calling him everything but who he truly was. Was he the Messiah, a prophet, a teacher? They couldn't accept the truth of his identity. You're a child of God, and when you invited the Holy Spirit into your life, asking to be more like Jesus, that's exactly what happened. God allowed you to face trials and tribulations, to go through persecution and affliction, to shape your character to be more like His. This journey molded you to navigate life just as Jesus did. When you accepted Him, you started to reflect His qualities more and more. Jesus was misunderstood, outcast, and a mystery to many because of His divine power, and you too possess that same power. The power granted to you by Christ enables you to do all things through Him who gives you strength. This includes accessing spiritual gifts like discernment and other blessings from the Lord. This divine power is what sets you apart and confounds those who can't figure you out. But the truth is, if they would open their hearts to the Holy Spirit, they too could experience this power. They don't understand you because they lack what you have, the Holy Spirit. They see you as a mystery because they can't comprehend the source of your strength and character. But remember, you are amazing and chosen to be set apart as God's child. Embrace that with confidence. Don't worry about fitting in with the crowd. You might only have a handful of close friends, and that's perfectly fine. Jesus himself didn't surround himself with many people. He met the disciples on his journey, and those with the right spirit joined his circle. If they didn't, they didn't make the cut. Even Judas, despite his betrayal, played a part in pushing Jesus towards his purpose. So understand that all of this, being misunderstood, persecuted, and feeling different, is for your growth. People might try to outcast you or make you feel like there's something wrong with you, but it's because you shine so brightly. They're drawn to your light, questioning why they don't have it themselves. Why can't they figure you out? It's simple. They don't realize that your strength and vibe come straight from God. They're puzzled because they're not tapped into the same source. I truly hope this message resonates with you and reaches those who need it the most. If you feel this, hit that like button. God is working wonders here, and I'm so thankful these videos are making an impact and reaching so many hearts. You are above their games. I love you all so much. God is with you.